I'm Keith Peters in Washington. A shooter opened fire with a rifle through the windows of a Minneapolis Catholic church and struck children celebrating Mass during the first week of school. Minneapolis Police Chief Brian O'Hara says two children were killed and 17 people were wounded in the shooting Wednesday morning at Annunciation Catholic School. O'Hara identifies the shooter.
The coward that shot these victims took his own life in the rear of the church. That coward has been identified as 23-year-old Robin Westman. No prior criminal history. As to the weapons used to perpetrate this horrific attack, there was a rifle, a shotgun, and a pistol. All three had been lawfully purchased by the shooter.
The shooter also posted a manifesto on YouTube, which has since been taken down. A Florida official says alligator Alcatraz will likely be empty within days.
In a message sent to Florida Rabbi Mario Roseman, who provides religious services there, Florida's Emergency Management Director Kevin Guthrie says, "We are probably going to be down to zero individuals within a few days." This comes as Republican Governor Ron DeSantis and the Trump administration fight a judge's order to shutter the facility by late October. Alligator Alcatraz was supposed to hold up to 3,000 detainees as part of Trump's deportation push. I'm Julie Walker.
A new poll showing handling crime is now a relative strength for President Trump. The Associated Press NORC Center for Public Affairs Research Survey finds Americans are generally not happy about the Republican president's handling of issues like the economy, but are more positive about his tough-on-crime approach. The vast majority of Americans see crime as a major problem in large cities. This is SRN News. Franklin Graham will be packing his bags soon.
The popular evangelist is scheduled to hold a gospel festival in Belgium next month. Graham will preach the good news at the ING Arena in Brussels on September 27th. He will be joined by a number of Christian recording artists, and the event is free for anybody who wants to attend. This will not be Graham's final foray outside the U.S. this year. He is also scheduled to hold another gospel festival in Buenos Aires, Argentina, on the weekend of November 7th and 8th. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Several Florida cities are facing deadlines in the coming days to paint over or remove rainbow crosswalks, brightly colored street crossings meant to celebrate gay pride. In letters from the State Transportation Department, communities are being ordered to remove them by early next month. Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy says roads are for safety, not political messages or artwork. This is SRN News. Federal prosecutors failed to get a felony indictment against the man who threw a sub sandwich at federal law enforcement officials in D.C.
There is the old saying that prosecutors could persuade a grand jury to indict a ham sandwich. But in the case of Sean Charles Dunn, charged with assault after throwing a sub-style sandwich at a Customs and Border Protection agent, there's no indictment. A video of the incident went viral, and shortly after, he was fired from the Justice Department, where he worked as an international affairs specialist. His arrest came in one of the first days after Donald Trump's August 11th order for federal agents and troops to flood Washington, D.C. Bill Alexander, Washington.
Non-alcoholic beverages are taking off. Consumers include people recovering from addiction, those trying to cut down on their drinking, and the rising number of young adults foregoing alcohol altogether. More details at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.